This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, September 24. Risky business. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 4. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is also written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Psalm 91, verse 12. "The Lord's angels will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Some people are risk takers. They climb mountains. They fight fires. They have children. They follow Jesus. People may take a risk for the adrenaline rush, or because something compels them, a principle, a duty, a commitment. In today's scripture, the devil pushes Jesus to take a risk. While Jesus stands at the highest point of the temple, the devil whispers in his ear, "Go ahead, jump off." Then the devil recites a verse from Psalm 91. That psalm is all about God protecting the people who trust in him. So it's a test for Jesus. Do you trust God to protect you? Then prove it. Well, of course Jesus trusts God. But there's more to it than that. You see, it's never right to say, "I'm going to do something foolish just to test God's protection." So Jesus tells the devil to take a leap. Well, not exactly. He responds to the devil's craftiness by quoting another text, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test." Jesus is already in the middle of a bigger risk. He's facing off against the devil. And that's dangerous. Human beings have a lousy track record in those confrontations. But the Spirit has sent him into battle. So Jesus takes the risk and confronts the devil head on. He does it with confidence because he trusts God to protect him. With Psalm 91 to encourage him, Jesus doesn't fall or fail. Pray with me. Jesus, help me to trust you enough to take the risk of following you, even when that looks foolish. It's still the wisest thing to do. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.